There were red flags. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The college lecturer accused of threatening to commit a mass shooting at a California university apparently has a lengthy history of mental health issues with his family and in the workplace.
31-year-old Matthew Harris has been charged with transmission of threats through interstate commerce. He's accused of sending members of UCLA's philosophy department, as well as others, an 800-page manifesto filled with threats and a video threatening a mass shooting. He was ordered held without bail last week in federal court in Denver. Students who knew him at Duke told the Associated Press he was creepy and inappropriate. He was placed on leave at UCLA after emailing pornography to a student. His mother told the FBI she was afraid of him, that he was diagnosed as schizophrenic a year ago. After he threatened a UC Irvine professor last May, UCLA police got a gun violence emergency protective order against Harris. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Authorities in Washington State say a man suspected of shooting inside a grocery store yesterday, killing one person and injuring another, was a suspected shoplifter who appeared to be battling mental illness. That's according to court documents. 39-year-old Aaron Christopher Kelly is being held on $1 million bail after being charged with first-degree murder and first-degree attempted murder. The White House again saying a gas pipeline from Russia to Germany will not proceed if Russia invades Ukraine. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Nord Stream 2 is vital to Russia economically.
We believe that it is a point of leverage and that making clear it will not proceed if Russia invades is a point of leverage. That's why we're proceeding on the path we are.
When asked why the German chancellor didn't specifically talk about Nord Stream yesterday, Psaki said President Biden made it clear that the alliance between the U.S. and Germany is strong. The House has passed a measure that will keep the government running for another few weeks. It still needs the approval of the Senate. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The governor of one state trying to intervene in the mandate that military members get a COVID vaccine.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is now asking a federal court to stop the Pentagon from firing non-federalized members of the Texas National Guard who didn't want to get vaccinated against COVID-19. The governor claims it is he who has constitutional command of the Texas Guard and not the president, and he has already issued an order preventing the punishment of guardsmen who don't vaccinate. Abbott says the White House is undermining his chain of command and endangering the lives of Texans. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A lawsuit against UCLA claiming a former gynecologist sexually abused hundreds of women has been settled for $246.3 million. It's one of hundreds filed by patients who claim Dr. James Heaps abused them during his 35 years there and that the university covered up the misconduct. The Biden administration has kicked off an outreach campaign to get millions of families to file their taxes so they can get the other half of their benefits from the child tax credit.
The monthly child tax credit payments started last July, meaning that there are 6 months worth of payments waiting to be claimed by people filing their taxes. Vice President Kamala Harris urged people to do that, even those whose incomes are so low they might not traditionally file.
If you are one of the more than 30 million families who have already received the child tax credit, you still need to file your taxes. So that is the only way to receive the second half of what you are owed.
People can check their eligibility at childtaxcredit.gov. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
An Australian vehicle charging company is setting up shop in Tennessee. The company called Tritium expected to produce up to 30,000 electric vehicle chargers a year and create 500 new jobs over the next 5 years in Lebanon, about 30 miles east of Nashville. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.